Glory, 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 hallelujah. Blessed and holy art thou, Lord our God, creator of heaven and earth, and of all the world. Keep silence before you. Lord, and unto the Lord, and unto his people, that the promises was made. Not unto the descendants of the Sodomites, nor unto the descendants of the blasphemators, nor unto the descendants of the heathen infantiles, nor unto all that take up arms and bear false witness against his people. For God will be a swift judge and bring total annihilation upon the land of the Gentiles, and all nations that turn away from his teachings. And if your preacher don't teach that there, your preacher is a Sodomite, queer, a God-hater, anti-Semite, Nazi, and worse than a sinner, because he's a willful promoter of sin in others. The Bible is explicit when it says that sin is the transgression of the law. And it doesn't mean the law of this Sodomite country. It doesn't mean the law handed down by the haters of God up there in the White House. It means the law that's given on us by the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father. That you pipe and smoke it. When is this? Feliz Navidad. I said, when is this? Feliz Navidad. When is this? Feliz Navidad. We little fast. Gracias. I got get my ability to pronounce more better. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. It's hard to learn a new language. Hallelujah. But God is my only provider. All things are good. If you keep the law of God and you hate the law of the Sodomites. This nation was founded on principles set forth in the Bible. This nation was set up out of hatred for stinking rich men and people exerted undue authority over the people. Repressive, God-hating, murdering, thieving, lying bastards. And in 200 years, we're right back at square one. Problem is, people don't know cornbread from a pile of horse manure. Bible says my people is destroyed for lack of knowledge. It also says that the reason they don't have knowledge is because they don't want it. The knowledge is there. The wisdom is there. The understanding is far from it. They stop their ears and they hate God. And they hate God's people. They hate everything that is godly because they're all Sodomite queers. And they're all going to burn in hell. All of them. And all that turn aside from God are going to burn in hell. All of them. There will be no salvation for these repressive police states. Sodomite queers. especially the female transvestite, God-hating, drag queen, women putting on men's clothing and walking around stuffed down in a uniform. These women will be killed and put to a public shame. They shall be put to a public shame. And they'll wish they had never not been born. God hates sinners. If your preacher tells you different, your preacher is a sodomite queer and a devil worshiper. God does not love sinners. God hates sinners. Any fool could figure out that without sinners there wouldn't be no sin. It takes sinners to run around sinning to get God mad. If the sinners would quit the damn sinning, we could all be getting along good with God, and the land would be fruitful, and there would be peace within our borders. Nowhere does God tell us to go and bring peace to the other countries. Not even supposed to have cohabitation with them. Not supposed to go to them or study their ways or even think about them. God says that it's such an abomination, that's a sinful thing to even think about them, let alone to talk to them or speak about them. They're supposed to be an insular nation, separate. Period. You cannot serve God and serve mammon. Jesus said that very, very, very stressfully. And that's all there is to it. He said you'll either love the one and hate the other, or you'll cleave to the one and come out of the other. And that's what this country has done. They have come out of the worship of God, and they've all turned aside to the worship of the beast. They've got the image of the beast in their house. And they got the image of the beast on their mind. They go to churches that are not affiliated or part of the kingdom of Christ. They go to churches that have taken upon themselves the number of the beast. They go to churches that hate God and they hate his teachings, even though they don't know it. You can't tell them because they're too damn stupid to learn. Willfully ignorant. They've got hard-eyed, hard-hearted blasphemers. They got Satan worshippers up there in Washington, D.C. They got murderers to the tune of 50 million every year. And that's not even the current statistics. They are sacrificing their children unto the God of the Canaanites, that God Molech, every day and every night. Every day and every night. Worldwide. And God hates it. And what nation? What nation instituted that and spread it worldwide to the United Nations? What nation was that set up in? Why this nation? This nation. God says you will not let your women speak or teach or exercise authority over men. You shall not suffer them to speak. And along come these sodomite, queer, feminist, antichrist, murder monster, haters of God, worshippers of the devil, and they passed women's suffrage. Margaret Mead, the goddess of death. Eugenics. Margaret Mead was a Nazi. She was a member of the Thule Society. Her entire purpose in Planned Parenthood was to exterminate people of color. Indians, Jews, blacks, Negroes, Hispanics, Mexicans, Spaniards. She didn't have any purpose whatsoever except to kill millions and millions and millions of little bitty babies in sacrificial death to the god Moloch, the murder monster god. And she succeeded. And nowadays, America spreads it all over the world. Every country we go into, we teach the children to kill their own children, to kill innocent children. That's why Americans hate it. Not because of our war against Islam. The world hopes, above all hopes, that we win that war. We have total support of the world in our desire to exterminate the Canaanite race of reptilian murderers and that ungodly, hateful, so-called religion, Islam. God hates the Islamers. They took in his name in vain. God hates them. He wants them all dead. He wants them all dead. And because of this, we support the murder of the murderers. God said, an eye for an eye, and a life for a life. Hallelujah. And we don't care if it makes the squeamish little girly men uncomfortable. The little girly men don't need to be uncomfortable. Even if we stop fighting the Islamers, girly men will still be subjected to a terrible death. And then they'll burn forever in the lake of fire. No girly man shall enter into the kingdom of God. There is only one God that's worth worshiping, and that's the God of the Jews. My God, God of my people, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all other gods are evil, nasty, murderers, haters of everything good. And they are of this world. They are the devil. And they need to die. And God's going to put them down into the eternal chains of darkness. And let them stew. Oh, kill them all. Kill them all. Kill them all, please, Lord. Hurry up. We ain't got all day, Lord. Time's wasting. Hallelujah. You know what else God's going to do? I'll tell you what else God's going to do. all these police officers who provoke the wrath of God upon them. No, they're going to be burned in fire of horrible torment. That's the shadow of the doubt. We're going to pray for them to die. And all your preachers that say that God is love, oh, they're going to burn in hell, because that's a lie. It is a lie of the devil. That's right. God is not a God of love. God is a God of wrath. And you better get your mind right, you stinking sodomite queers. All you sons of guns shall have your part in the lake of fire. You know what you'll be doing down there too, don't you? Oh, now I'll tell you. You'll be burning in the lake of fire. Hallelujah, and we'll be so glad. We'll be so glad when you start burning. We're just going to sit and watch. We're going to, you know, it says very plainly in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, and also in the book of the Apocalypse of St. John the Divine, that they will be cast into a lake of fire, and they will burn day in and day out, day and night. There'll be no rest in the sight of the Lamb of God and all saints with him. And also says it in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. Last book of the prophet Isaiah, in Old Testament. It says that every new moon and every Sabbath, we be redeemed, the saved in the kingdom of God shall go up and worship. And then we will go outside and we will look upon the carcasses of those who have offended. And the worm dieth not, and their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be abhorring unto all men. They'll be hateful, they'll be hateful. We will all go outside and look on. And we will look on them with hate and disdain and contempt. And we'll mock them. And we'll point the finger and shoot out the lip. And we'll say, yah, yah, yah. You educated scumbag. You were so educated. So highly educated. So what are you now? Well, you're burning.